You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. The time is now, we're 13 minutes past four, so we're 2 minutes behind time, but we'll make that up. Don't worry, because in the studio with me, as he does every 2 weeks, is Steve Reed on the Entrepreneur Zone. Welcome, Steve. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be here. Hello, listeners.
Yes, and you've got quite an interesting topic on and also an exercise that people can do. We're going to talk about that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Before we get there, yeah. I just wanted to – I came a bit early and I was listening to you, talking to the listeners about the engagement with the minister yesterday.
Mm.
And listeners, I want to just comment about a letter which I'm sure Richard has referred to, which was shared with the minister. And as I read through it, I – thought this has been so well written. It's not trying to be scathing, etc., although there probably was opportunity for that.
Mm.
It was written with wisdom and I think quite clearly trying to position what radio stations like Zone Radio must experience or must be experiencing because of the inefficiencies, etc., that they're there. So well done, and I'm sure that the listeners will agree with me that this is really representing the freedom of speech and the need to have such a station as Zone Radio in such a powerful way. Well done, Richard, and to the team.
Yeah.
That's got that together.
Yeah, we've been very, very fortunate to have the leadership on this one of a man called Willy Spies, who is a remarkable man and an incredible attorney. Mm. Also the support of John McKnight, who's been invaluable in all of this. And the Zone Radio team. You know what? Yeah. I'm so proud of this team that, you know, despite the setback, have continued to put their best foot forward.
Yeah.
And do what they do regardless. And they haven't backed off one, you know, fraction.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing it with the same enthusiasm. And, you know, we're just very, very lucky to have the team that we have. And I can there speak with authority about Zone Radio. I can't speak about the other radio stations in that way. But there's some really great radio stations out there that are now without licenses because of this kind of bureaucracy, and it shouldn't be the case.
Mm.
And I think when he saw that, the minister, he his eyes were, you know, opened. And, yeah, so it was – but that document I wrote was part of the submission.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a saying, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that's not the case in this instance.
Yeah.
So, listeners, back to the topic.
Sorry, before we go any further, credit must be given to the minister for actually being prepared to sit down and face the music.
Absolutely.
Because that could have been a daunting prospect going into that meeting, but he was there and he was there on time, which was brilliant.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay.
So, the subject today is called Grit, the Growth Mindset and Resilience. And so, why are they important? And it's a good question, a great question to ask, really. Do we need to know some more stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say that the people who have done this research started not with adults, but with kids. And took the research, the findings, and what was unlocked, and then started to apply to scholars at tertiary and then to adults. And it's amazing. It's something that, listeners, if we can get hold of it, it could literally change the way you see the next year and so forth. Could change your life.
Mm.
And by the way, I did send through a link to Zone Radio to Richard. And if you want to, you say, okay, let me do it. Actually took Janet 3 minutes, and the results are sent straight to you. They're not trying to sell anything, etc. And it gives you an indication. Remember, it's just an indication whether you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset.
Okay, on that score, let me just say I have it in front of me, folks. Anybody wanting it can just WhatsApp me, send me the quiz or whatever, and all I'll do is I'll forward it to you. So thank you for that, Steve. I've got it right here in front of me. And I started doing the quiz, and then I was involved in, you know, doing a show. So I didn't quite finish it, but I'm sure I can go back and do it at any time. So no, if anybody wants that, please WhatsApp 072-447-8044, and I'll send you I'll forward you the link to the mindset quiz. It's simply, that's what it's called, the mindset quiz. Okay, yeah. All right.
And one of the founders of this is a lady called Angela Duckworth. She writes a book called Grit. And I'm tying together grit, resilience, and the growth mindset. So
already we've had somebody ask for it. Okay, all right,
cool. So, ladies and gents, research tells us that people who consistently develop and maintain a growth mindset share the following characteristics. Okay, and I want to underline develop and maintain. They embrace challenges. They persist in the face of setbacks. They see effort as the path to mastery. They learn from criticism. They don't fold. They don't run away. They don't explode or implode. They find lessons and inspiration in the success of others. They're not threatened.
Mm.
It's not enough just to shift our mindset, though. We also need a healthy dose of grit and resilience to achieve short and long-term goals. Okay. So, with that in mind, what's a definition of grit and what's a definition of resilience? So, grit is the tendency to sustain your interest in and your effort towards very long-term goals. Okay, so it's not like I'm going to just go for a walk for 5 kilometers. Grit is about sustained, consistent effort towards a goal, even when we struggle, falter, or temporarily fail. Resistance is our ability to bounce back after we've struggled, faltered, or failed. It's been able to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, take a moment or two to collect ourselves, and then get back to the business of pursuing our goal. And it does involve optimism. Richard, I thought this was a nice picture of the difference. So I'm showing Richard, listeners, a picture. On my left is a engine. So imagine an engine, and they say these authors say grit is the engine. So that thing that's moving up and down, that's grit. And all of us, whether we are entrepreneurs or not, whether we are youth or old or retired or self-employed or employed, all of us need grit. I wonder if you would agree, Richard, that overseas, South Africans seem to have a reputation for grit.
Certainly.
We've seen that accolade given to the Springboks. But if grit is the engine, you know that an engine can't operate without oil. Ask me. I tried to drive my car without oil, and it ceased. So resilience, ladies and gentlemen, is the oil that keeps the engine moving. Get the picture? Grit's the engine, but the oil that keeps things going is resilience. So they're related, but not quite the same. All right, then. So what is this growth mindset? So here's a lovely little saying or a definition. A fixed mindset is believing your qualities are carved in stone.
Yeah.
So if you sucked at maths, you'll always suck at maths. Whoops. While a growth mindset is the belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts. Now, that doesn't mean that if you sucked at maths, if you put in effort, etc., that you're going to be a genius at it.
Mm-mm.
It does mean that you can get better. And that's the amazing thing, that with effort and consistent and honoring the process, we can tackle just about anything. All right? So the growth mindset can change, can help you change the way you look at things. You know, they say change the way you look at things and the things that change the things that you look at and the way you look at things will change.
Mm.
So here are three myths about the growth mindset. Because perhaps someone does this and says, ah, there you are. I've got the growth mindset and that's it. And they feel I'm satisfied. That's it. I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot more complex than that. The truth is, before I get into this three, that all of us, there's no one who is 100% got a growth mindset. And perhaps on the other hand, there's no one who has got a 100% fixed mindset.
Mm.
There are parts of us that may be subject to the fixed mindset.
Mm.
And we need to
acknowledge that.
Acknowledge it and say, okay. So first, people mix up open-mindedness and positivity with having a growth mindset. I'm open-minded. I'm a positive person. I must have the growth mindset. So therefore, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've got it. And therefore, closing the door to that acknowledgement that, well, wait a second, I might be avoiding technology because, you know, I just don't think I can ever get on top of it. Or I might be ignoring or avoiding people because I've always thought that I just don't do well with people. Well, you might not become the hugest of socialites, but the truth is that you can grow. You can change that over time with constant effort. So people mix up open-mindedness and positivity with having a growth mindset, believing that they have always had a growth mindset and therefore always will. Listeners, please don't make that mistake. Even if you are open-minded, it does not guarantee that you are someone who is embracing the growth mindset. Secondly, some people believe that praising and rewarding effort is all that matters. Now, effort's important.
Mm.
But Carol Dweck's research demonstrated that acknowledging the process is critical, as is the learning and progress that led to the process. So it's not just about the effort, but it's also about acknowledging the process. The third thing is that sometimes people think that if they talk about a growth mindset, like today, so we're talking about it, people are listening, maybe they're engaging, and now they've got it.
Mm.
Well, that's not necessarily so. Or they put up posters about it. That's all that's needed. Without doing any work to create a growth mindset culture or environment, those posters are simply papers on the wall. So it really deserves, ladies and gents, your effort. It deserves your attention. So I want to finish off with 10 things that we can do to change the dial. And my suggestion, ladies and gents, is that as you listen to this, maybe zero in on one or two of them and see if you can apply that. What that one scratched me a bit. That one I resonated with. Let me try and dig a little bit deeper there. Before I go into these 10, I want to share one story. Richard, at one stage, we moved down to East London. And because of a break in a contract, I came down to what I thought was a salary.
Mm.
And with much embarrassment in this organization, they said, so sorry, we're not going to be able to pay you. So I had to quickly readjust. Now, that's an adverse circumstance.
Yes.
That's a thing. So I thought, okay. And I looked in the paper and I saw that the college was advertising for a few roles. So I thought, I can do this for a couple of months. Actually worked out for about 4 years doing that, sort of on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the story. I eventually went to Buffalo City College and got a post sharing, lecturing on sales and marketing. The person who was leaving the post, which required someone to take their place, said to me, gave me this brief, this declaration about the two classes. Let's call them A and B. Mm-hmm. Class A was, you know, they by and large, they're great, great young people. You know, they're on time, etc. They'll really do well. Class B, Steve, they're just a lost cause. You know, they will constantly be pushing you. She's told me, in fact, that they'll never make it.
Uh-huh.
And Richard, I'd been reading material by John Maxwell, particularly on leadership and attitude. So I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to test some of this stuff.
Mm.
So I decided not to embrace what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And went in saying, let me see these two classes equally. I must say, in class B, the first response to me was sitting back, pulling the beanie down and folded arms and with an attitude that said, so who are you?
Mm.
What have you got to do? But I refused to pay attention to that. And I said to them, I told them about that. I'd been reading this, and we're going to start the class every day with this attitude thing. Of course, there was more to it than that. Mm. I brought stuff in to the rest of the 6 months or whatever. But every day I would say, okay, what are we going to start with? And they would say, attitude, etc. And there was a joke, etc. But here's the thing. At the end of the year, the end of that time, both classes scored the same.
Mm.
They all did well.
Mm.
What was it? I'd love to say it was because I was a magnificent lecturer. I think it was rather that some of the growth mindset process was given to them. Because in talking about attitude, it's challenging stuff. It's not just nice little words, but it's around what do I need to change, and that made all the difference. So with that story. Listeners, here are 10 things. They're small, but perhaps you can decide which of these, one or two, you could apply. Number one, if you're not a social person, becoming more social, for example, purposely connecting with others, can help.
Mm.
I mean, that's so obvious, etc. But maybe you feel like, you know, I just don't do well. Well, start small, you know, But
start.
Start. Exactly, Rich. Number two, get control over how you respond to adverse events you experience. Resilience, those who study resilience, and they paint a picture, and they say that statistically, every person in 4 years' time faces a relatively serious adverse circumstance. It could be financial, could be relational, could be physical, etc. So that means that, you know, instead of, I hope it never happens to me, not being fatalistic, but rather saying, okay, I'm going to be more resilient about how I look at things. If things happen, there's a little exercise that we'll look at just now. That's how I'm going to navigate this. The Greek philosopher Heraclitus gets credit for saying the only constant in life is
change.
Well done, Rich. Get used to it.
Mm.
Sometimes a goal needs to be abandoned because it's no longer attainable. The inability to accept things that we can't change is a futile pursuit.
Mm.
So, yes, those things that we can change and that we should pursue, we should be relentless. But at the same time, we should say, okay, is this something that I need to let go or hold on to? Number four, apply the Kaizen principle to your goals. Of course, Kaizen is great for productivity and all sorts of things, but start with the absolute smallest component that relates to the larger long-term goal. Remember, right at the beginning, grit was about that sustained effort in long-term goals. So take that long-term goal and break it down to the smallest little piece. Walt Disney famously said, "We keep moving forward opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. Number five, commit to making decisions when you find yourself in a tough situation. It's very inviting to kind of just like not want to make a decision. Now, that doesn't mean make silly, irrational decisions. You must do your due diligence. You must kind of think it through, etc. But it's terrifying to be in the middle of the road and be stuck. Do I go left? Do I go right? And just stick there because inevitably
the car's going to hit you.
Exactly. So make a decision. Yeah. There's no room for wishy-washy actions. Watch yourself. Just watch, am I taking forever to make this decision? Why? That may be because there may be a part of the fixed mentality around, mindset around that particular thing. Number six, we can learn a lot about ourselves when we struggle through a bad experience. And listeners, if you put your finger on your left wrist and there's a pulse, then I can almost guarantee that you have had bad experiences. There's no one who is exempt. How have our relationships grown? How have we gained strength or perspective? What lesson can I learn from this? I mentioned that in January I was mugged, pepper spray, all that stuff. And you've got your own stories as well, Rich. But we would be poorer if we didn't learn lessons from them. Forget negative self-talk. Do you know that we, on average, I think I understand that we talk to ourselves, we say words to ourselves. I forget the number, but it's like in the hundreds in an hour. We're talking to ourselves. But forget negative self-talk. Trust that you know yourself better than anyone else. And you have the intelligence and the power to make forthright decisions. You can solve problems as they arise. And here's an interesting one. Here's that exercise. Listeners, you might want to get a piece of paper and just try this out. Bad things will happen. Try to think about them from a lifelong perspective. Draw a line on a paper representing the day you were born to the age you believe you'll die. So I'm saying, okay, I hope to live till 90. But, okay. So there's when I was born. And over there is when I think I'm going to die. And then mark off on that same line significant life events. I would put down meeting my wife, having our kids. But there were also some other things that happened which were not so nice. Mark them down, positive and negative, along that line. So get the picture? There's little things that happened. Place a line on that paper that represents your current age. Okay. Put a dot on that line to mark the current adversity that you're facing. In the grand scheme of things, when you step back and you look at that whole line and you think of the good stuff and the not so good stuff, how significant is that dot? That thing right now, that thing that sometimes keeps us awake at night. When you step back, how significant is it? When you look back at past events, how much or how little do they affect your life now? Number nine, practice optimism. This is not a denial of the bad. It's an acknowledgement of the good and what is possible in your life. And we need to practice gratitude and appreciation. Number 10, and particularly for those who are maybe quite critical of themselves, practice self-compassion. Get some exercise. Learn something new and spend time laughing.
Yeah.
It really is the best medicine. So listeners, 10 little things, they're small, but by doing them, you're starting to turn your face towards being a person who's got a growth mindset.
Awesome stuff, Steve. Amazing. And that list of 10 things, if people want them, can they get them from you?
Of course they can.
All right.
Of course
they can. You just need to WhatsApp us and we'll make sure that you get it.
I will send Zone Radio the 10 things on WhatsApp.
Okay.
So that you could share
it. Share it on the WhatsApp.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Steve. All right, folks, that's our Entrepreneur Zone for this afternoon. Steve will be back in 2 weeks' time. That was really enlightening, Steve. Thank you very, very much for that.